Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
G'day, Gav.
Hello, how are you?
Good, mate. What about the intro? That's not a bad intro, that one, is it?
I love that intro. It's very, very good, and it was very, very nice of him to do it.
Yes, yes. I like the lawnmower effects in the background.
Yes,
too.
Yes, yes. Unfortunately, I don't do a lot of that anymore, but I used to in the day.
Are you talking about lawn mowing?
Yes, yes.
All right, so how come you don't do much in the way of lawn mowing anymore?
Oh, I had a few years ago I had a bad heart problem, and I ended up getting taken to hospital, and a lot of those things, unfortunately, I can't tend to do much anymore.
This is the thing with our health, isn't it? I think sometimes we take our health for granted, Gavin.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when you have issues or you're having all sorts of health problems, you kind of take a few steps back and think to yourself, you know, gee whiz, it goes to show the old saying, if you don't have your health, you have nothing.
Correct. Yeah. It makes a big difference, and it only takes something like that, and you don't realise, my heart was in that afibrillation where it goes out of its rhythm,
yeah,
and it caused all sorts of problems, and that was the end of that. The next minute I knew I was flat on my back in hospital in the ER.
Yeah, kind of reminds me. Actually, my heart also goes into afibrillation when I'm watching my team in the grand finals. It always has a tendency to do that anyway.
Yeah.
All right, mate. Now, we're here to talk gardening on the show here today.
We are.
And we're here to talk about the humble hydrangea.
The humble hydrangea, the old hydrangea that used to sit in people's gardens. It sits there all year, never needs looking at, never needs a lot of work, just carries on all year on its own. And then all of a sudden, when it's ready in November, it explodes with beautiful big flowers and says, here I am for another year. And that's why I call it the humble hydrangea. It just works away in the background and just comes to fruition once a year.
Awesome. What's the history of the hydrangea, do you know?
It is an Asian plant.
Yeah.
It's a very, very tough plant. I used to see it a lot in older homes. You go to older suburbs around Newcastle especially, and they grow it a lot in rental homes because it never needs any work. So you go to an older home in Mayfield, Islington, Hamilton, any of those older type suburbs with older houses back in the 40s and the 50s, they've always got a hydrangea, and it's the one plant that you will always find as a renter that is in that garden that never needs to be looked at.
Yeah, and as for a renter, that's a good thing, isn't it? Because you don't have to worry about it.
Yes, it is. But and they've come back. Yeah, they're always viewed as, for want of a better word, a granny's plant. They were sort of the thing that people that are now in their 20s and 30s moving into their first house would see in their grandmother's house. But, of course, they're realising now that they're so tough and they'll look after themselves so well that they all come back into popularity again. And there's new varieties. There's a new dwarf one called Tea Time Hydrangeas,
yeah,
which only grows to about a metre. Some beautiful colours. There's some, you can change the colour of the flowers. You know, hydrangeas traditionally come in pink, blue or white. Now, the pink and the blue, it's actually quite interesting. It's the pH of the soil, the alkaline or acidity of the soil, that actually changes the colour. People that have got swimming pools will know all about that because they have to check their pH of their water all the time. Well, in the garden, the pH can change the colour of the flowers. Now, in hydrangeas, it's very, very noticeable because you can change a pink one to blue by making it more acidic.
Right.
And, of course, you can change a blue one to pink by making the ground more alkaline. You know, say, for example, with lots of lime in it. And there are, of course, very good fertilizers these days, and they make it easy for people. They just call it hydrangea pinking solution and hydrangea bluing solution. You couldn't possibly get any easier than that.
No, you certainly couldn't. Now, okay, for those gardeners and for those non-gardeners who might be listening to us right now who are thinking about maybe, adding to their garden or starting a new garden, if we were to plant our hydrangeas, where's the best spot we can do that?
Okay. The best spots are preferably spots that maybe get morning sun up till about lunchtime or just after lunch, and then they get the shade in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Hydrangeas having such big green leaves are one of those plants that tends to wilt easy if they get that hot afternoon sun. As well as that, the best thing you can do too is put a nice thick mulch over their roots, because it's actually the roots that don't like heating up, not the plant. So if you put a nice, you know, it's 50, 75 mil nice mulch over the top of them, put them in that spot, whether it be in a pot, on a balcony, or in the garden, that maybe get that morning sun up till about lunchtime, shade in the afternoon, I'll guarantee your hydrangea will do very, very well. And of course, with all these new smaller varieties, growing them in a pot is much more easier than what it used to be.
Okay, so how tall do they grow? Can you give us that information?
The average for most of the new varieties is about a metre.
Yep.
By approximately 600 to 800 across. Now, that will, of course, depend on whether they're in a pot or in the ground. The other thing to remember is they do flower November, December every year, so they're a fantastic plant in the lead up to Christmas. The white ones always stay the same. There's new varieties called Blueberry and Cream and Strawberries and Cream, which is obviously the blue and the white on the one flower and the pink and the white on one flower.
Yeah.
Very, very pretty. If I was to say to do any work to them, it would literally, apart from having a nice mulch to keep the roots cool, it would be to give them a bit of a cut back in the winter when their leaves fall off, because they are a deciduous plant. That's the other thing to remember. They lose their leaves in winter, and that is the time of year to give them a bit of a cut back, which will also thicken them up, much like you would do with a rose in the middle of winter.
Yeah, yeah.
Give them a light cut back, thicken them up. When they get their leaves back in spring, they're a nice rounded ball, and then, of course, you get these beautiful big flowers around this time every year. They're in all the nurseries at the moment. They look really, really good.
Okay. Now, if we would like to purchase a hydrangea from Lee Rowan's Garden World, what do we need to do?
Most certainly. You can come into either one of our stores. There's one here at the bottom end of Hillsborough Road, 381 Hillsborough Road at Warners Bay. And the other one is, of course, on the highway going down to Sydney. It's at a place called Arimba. It's literally a couple of seconds off the freeway, and it's about an hour's drive from here. 72 Pacific Highway, Arimba, and both the stores have fantastic supplies of them at the moment.
Awesome stuff. And we do mention the website each time we have a chat as well.
www.leerowans.com.au.
Go there and you'll get all the details on these fantastic
hydrangeas. Beautiful hydrangeas at the moment.
Good stuff. All right, Gav, it's been good to talk to you. I've had a lesson. I've had a great lesson on hydrangeas this afternoon, and we'll probably catch up with you same time next week.
I shall look forward to it.
He's a good man, Gav, there from Lee Rowan's Garden World.